for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Tom Pawkin, and Tom, at one time, was the chairman of the Republican Party of the state of Texas. And of course, in that position, he certainly had to work with the Bush people. As you know, George Bush was governor of Texas for a long period of time. Tom has been around since, I guess, the time I was getting started in the conservative movement during the Goldwater years, and he's seen many of the things take place and seen the progressive destruction of the America that we knew and loved, and everything is changing, and he's written a wonderful book called Bringing America Back. So I'll let Tom pick up the story and tell you about his concerns and what he thinks can be done. Good morning, Tom. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. I've been concerned for a number of years that in the post-Reagan period of American politics, really the Republican national leadership has squandered the political capital that Goldwater Reagan conservatives took three decades to build up. In my book, The Bringing America Home, How America Lost Her Way and How We Can Find Our Way Back, addresses that issue and lays out what went wrong and what we need to do to fix it. But I also talk in the book, how did we go from having the strongest economy in the world to being in the most serious national recession since the time of the Great Depression, and what happened to a nation that was once the most respected in the world after we helped win the Cold War, to one that many pundits say is in a state of irreversible decline, and what happened to a culture once guided by the principles of Christianity, but today is reflected more with a Hollywood culture, which essentially exports the wrong set of values overseas. And how do we deal with the threat of radical Islam? So I try to address those issues both from a standpoint of what we've done wrong in dealing with those issues, and then what we need to do to find our way back and get us back to our founding constitutional principles.
And, of course, all of those concerns I share, and I'm sure most of our listeners do. Well, how did we get into the mess we are today? How did we lose our way? How did we lose the moral foundation that once made America the envy of the world?
Well, I think, you know, there's been a real war. I call them in the book secular fundamentalists, who have really attacked any idea of belief in God or reflection of religious belief associated with the public square. And I think the latest nominee of Barack Obama and his administration to the Supreme Court, I mean, they've just nominated a cultural leftist, this lady who's the Solicitor General in his administration, Elena Kagan. I mean, this is a woman, when she was dean of the law school, she wouldn't let the military recruit on her campus because she said that it was awful what the Clinton administration done with the have the the idea you're not supposed to have active open homosexuals in the military, that was going too far. She wouldn't let the military come on to Harvard Law School as a result of that decision of the Clinton administration. She's strongly pro-abortion rights. She's a cultural leftist. And I see the Obama administration really imitating the Spanish socialist regime, which is hard left on cultural issues and moving more and more towards state control of everything. And in Spain, they've got 20% unemployment. In the U.S. today, we have 10%. Unemployment. They talk about all these green jobs. The reality is that unemployment's going up. They're doing nothing to create jobs in the private sector, which is where real jobs come from.
Well, of course, they can always juggle the figures. They can tell us that we got made all these wonderful new jobs last month, but unemployment went up, and I don't understand how you can make all the new jobs and have unemployment go up. But
Told us that unemployment was going to peak at 8% as a result of their stimulus plan. They had it under control and was going to create all these jobs, and they've conveniently ignored that as unemployment has gone to 10%. And then they try to claim that there's all this job creation that's out there. The only thing they're doing, they are creating temporary government jobs, sort of census jobs, and they're adding to government, but all they're doing is adding to incredible debt loads, which is going to ultimately blow up in our face. I argue that the next bubble to burst is the government debt bubble. It's unsustainable. Illinois, as an example, it was just reported in the Wall Street Journal last week, they're 50% short of what their budget is in terms of the revenues they've got coming in. And guess what? The governor there is going to raise state income taxes by 50%. What are people going to do? They're going to just leave the state, as they're leaving a lot of these high-tax states. But the federal government, they just increased this past year in the Obama administration spending by 14% at a time when consumers, families, corporations are having to tighten their belts. They're acting as though they don't have to worry about it. It's just other people's money. Well, it's our money, and it's not there anymore.
Yeah, I saw a little joke that Senator DeMint had told about going to McDonald's for the Obama value meal. I'll tell you that little story when we get back here. Our guest, Tom Hawk, in his book, Bringing America Home.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess. Good morning, Tom Paulkin. He was just talking about the story that Senator DeMint had told at a recent Tea Party meeting about the Obama value meal at McDonald's. And, of course, what you do is you get up to the counter and you order whatever you want to from the menu, but the fellow behind you has to pay for it. The idea being, of course, that's what... the whole idea, we're just borrowing more and more and more money, never facing the debt, and of course it's a debt that will never be repaid, and we're going to be in the same situation that Greece is, only far worse when the whole...
Well, and the problem is if you don't address, the longer you put off addressing the spending problem, and the bigger the debt level grows, when it bursts, when that bubble bursts, the worse will be the consequences. And I talk about in my book about the subprime mortgage bubble and Alan Greenspan keeping interest rates artificially low to try to keep the music going. And ultimately, you know, and all these people on Wall Street saying this is fine, we're abolishing the historic cycles of business behavior. And guess what? They weren't able to. It blew up. And ultimately, we the taxpayers paid as we bailed out in the Bush administration, similar to what Robert Rubin did in the Clinton administration. Hank Paulson bailed out the, quote, too big to fail institutions as we transferred taxpayers' money into the pockets of the Wall Street crowd, which were many of whom were largely responsible for the mess we got in, along with government as well.
And I certainly share your concern. I think everybody should be concerned that there is a little clique in government that seems to be intent upon funneling the wealth of the American people out of the people on Wall Street. And certainly, what's that going to do down the line as far as the stability of our society? Well,
Dr. Stan, I talk in the book about we've got to get back to getting our economy controlled by Main Street producers, the entrepreneurs, middle-class taxpayers. It's controlled to too great a degree by the Wall Street financial engineers. And the reason, a large part of the reason for that, as I point out in the book, is that we have the most onerous business tax system in the world. It's 35%. But what it also does is it rewards these Wall Street financial engineers, because under the current system, debt is deductible, but savings and capital investment in order to create jobs here in the U.S. is punitively taxed. And so what they do is they leverage companies up, they load them with tons of debt, fire a lot of people, downsize, quote unquote, and then try to show a profit as they ship jobs overseas, and then sell it to somebody else a year or two down the road. Now, if you could eliminate the corporate income tax 100% and replace it with an 8% border-adjusted consumption tax on goods and services coming into the U.S. with no tax on exports from the U.S. into other nations, all of a sudden you do two things. You level the playing field for American businesses for a change, and you begin to bring some of those manufacturing jobs home that we've lost over the last couple of decades. We've lost one-third of our U.S. manufacturing base just in the last 10 years, from 1999 to 2009. That's a total of 5.5 million good American jobs that have either been shipped overseas, outsourced, or gone away. That's unsustainable. In the U.S., over the last decade, there has been no growth in private sector jobs. The only growth is government jobs. And again, ultimately, that blows up, and that's where the government debt bubble comes in. And they're just putting off, if you will, the day of reckoning. But the longer we refuse to address the spending side, the bigger the disaster is going to be when it ultimately hits.
Why are the people in Washington, D.C., intent upon encouraging our manufacturers to move offshore and offshore manufacturing? Why are they encouraging our manufacturers to outsource their jobs, or our corporations to outsource their jobs?
I think there's just too much lobbyist influence, too much big money influence, too much influence of the Wall Street crowd. Look at the example of the Bush administration. Chief of staff, former Goldman Sachs executive during the last year of the Bush administration. The Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, former CEO of Goldman Sachs. And then he goes and sits in a meeting when they're talking about the bailouts with the current president of current CEO, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, and the president of AIG, as they concoct a bailout of AIG in which the counterparties, the people who engaged in risky credit derivative trades, such as Goldman Sachs traders, get paid 100 cents on the dollar by us, the American taxpayers. We transferred over $80 billion in taxpayer dollars to AIG, and then they turn around and give that out to European financial institutions, Goldman Sachs, and other U.S. financial institutions that had gotten into the risky business of credit derivative trades. I call it socialization of the risk and privatization of the gain. If the trade works out, the Wall Street guys benefit. If it doesn't, then we, the taxpayers, pay the cost because, quote, they're too big to fail. And this is just unbelievable what has happened, and I call it crony capitalism, but we're setting ourselves up for state capitalism under the Obama administration.
Well, I certainly share your concern. And the difficulty is, I think most people out there realize there's a problem and recognize many of the problems you mentioned, but how are we possibly going to correct it? Because the leaders of the Republican Party seem to be going right along with the leaders of the Democrat Party, so they're going right along with this.
I was in a book signing party. A longtime friend of mine had for me, who started in the Goldwater movement back in the early 60s in Washington just a little more than a week ago. And I said at that event, with all due respect, the next conservative revolution is not going to come from inside the Beltway, or from any of the inside the Beltway organizations that are ostensibly Republican. It's going to come from the grassroots, and I think that is bubbling up out there, and people are beginning to wake up. They're paying attention. They're reading the Constitution. They're reading the Federalist Papers. They're understanding the dangers of concentration of power, and the importance of the Tenth Amendment, of federalism. Wherever possible, power should be devolved from the federal government to the states and the local communities. Look at what happened in Utah. Bob Bennett was just tossed out, an incumbent Republican senator who didn't get it, who voted for the bailout and didn't understand what was coming. We're seeing here in Texas, in some state legislative races, Republican establishment politicians endorse certain candidates, and they were beaten by the more conservative grassroots people who went out and worked and who are good, solid people. So there are a lot of good people that are worried about the future of our nation, as it should be. I think we got 5 or 10 years to turn the ship around and get it headed back in the right direction. And they're getting involved again. And I haven't seen such an outpouring really since 1994 when we took Congress, in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was on the scene, and prior to that, 1964, pre-1964 with Barry Goldwater. But this is even stronger if it can get focused and if it doesn't get manipulated by outside forces who want to just continue business as usual.
I think that's the big problem. I think that the establishment sees in the Tea Party movement a threat to their control of the political system. Both political parties, they don't want the people involved, and they're going to try to take over and put their people into key positions in the Tea Party. And if we allow that to happen, there's no hope for America. What we've got to do is have, as Tom says, a grassroots movement where the people move to take back our country from the Wall Street crowd and the establishment that's controlled us and got us into this terrible mess. So where do we go from here? How do we get people? I believe more people are reading the Constitution. I think more people are there. I think they're going to Tea Party meetings. But we've seen this exciting thing happen in Utah, and I don't think that Senator Bennett saw this thing coming. You know, certainly had voted on a lot of things he shouldn't have, thinking, well, he's going to get renominated by the caucus. Of course, this was a caucus vote, and he lost the caucus, so he's not even going to be the Republican candidate. He's not going to have a chance to try to get back into office. But
I think we have to first, as I talk about in my book, Bringing America Home, I call it, the first chapter is called Starting Over, and I said, you know, I joined the Goldwater movement as a conservative. I thought I was joining the losing side, but I became a conservative because I believed in the conservative principles, and I thought it was the right thing to do. And I said, we've got to get away from this notion of just voting for the lesser of two evils, because if that happens, I mean, if we throw the Obama bunch back and simply put back in power the Republican retreads, who are responsible for wrecking the conservative movement in the first place, then all they're going to do, we've got one last chance to fix it, and if we put that crowd back in charge, they won't fix it, and I just think we'll wander into some kind of chaotic situation in this country. So I think it's a combination of principled people, but we also have to rebuild the team, and we've got to get away from the notion that, oh, let's support somebody because he's going to be a winner. And I think you'll hear a lot of that with respect to the Mitt Romney, who's running for president, and by the way, who introduced Bob Bennett at the Utah convention, and they didn't much pay attention to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's no conservative. He was pro-abortion and pro-homosexual rights when he ran for the Senate against Ted Kennedy. He put in place a mandatory health care plan up in Massachusetts. He made his fortune at Bain & Company as a leverage buyout artist. Is this a guy that's going to represent Main Street conservatives? And he's going to go out and hire a bunch of folks to deliver the social conservative vote, deliver economic conservatives. Don't get fooled, conservatives. We've had enough of these phony conservatives who give us the rhetoric but don't stand for the principles.
And, of course, you have a section in your book where you talk about the neoconservative movement. And, you know, a lot of people say that neo, that means new, and conservative, that means conservative. So, well, but the trouble is that this is not new, and it is certainly not conservative.
No, neoconservatives are self-styled. That's the term they use. They really are Hubert Humphrey, Scoop Jackson Democrats. I work with some of them back when I was supporting our soldiers in Vietnam. I was national chairman of the College Republican, but then I went off, enlisted in the Army, and wound up serving in Vietnam. I call myself an oxymoron, or my friends do. I was an Army intelligence officer over there. But I tell you, it was very interesting being at the on the Cambodian border, seeing the consequences of a bunch of what I call the McNamara civilian whiz kids who had high IQs were brilliantly wrong in the way they developed a strategy in that war. And the neoconservatives, who started out as socialists, some were Trotskyites, others called themselves social democrats. They tended to be Scoop Jackson, Hubert Humphrey, liberal democrats. They're big government conservatives, which I view as an oxymoron. Big government conservatives are simply a watered-down version of big government liberals. And in foreign policy, they're very aggressive with the idea we've got to have military intervention in the Middle East in order to impose democracy there and build a world empire. And this is just nonsense. It's been a disaster. It's bleeding us economically. It isn't succeeding. It isn't being effective in addressing the serious threat of radical Islam. And in fact, I give as an example, I mean, one of the people who's all over Fox News, who's viewed as a nationally, you know, representative of conservatives as a syndicated columnist, is Walter Mondale's former speech writer, Charles Krautheimer. And if I could, let me read about what he says about global dominion and
hold
the
on,
new world
hold on, we'll
empire
be right back.
The U.S. is going to lead.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, and I guess this morning Tom Hawking is book Bringing America Home. Tom, would you like to get out your web page, or would you like to get out your, tell people how they could get copies of your book?
Yes, it's tompaukin.com, T-O-M-P-A-U-K-E-N.com, And they can order the book from Amazon.com. And
right,
my page, it has a link to that site to be able to order the book. And it's interesting what's starting to happen. It's a small publishing house, a conservative house from the Midwest that published it. It's not at all the big house and the big marketing of the Karl Rove book, who claims to be a conservative. And Karl Rove, as I point out in my book, fought conservatives, fought Ronald Reagan in Texas, was a Nixon Republican, never was a conservative, and yet he is now claiming to be the spokesman for American conservatism. He took a conservative majority, which he inherited, and turned it into a new permanent majority, as he said he was going to build. Unfortunately, maybe a new permanent liberal majority with the Obama, Rahm Emanuel crowd. So these people are phony conservatives. They're Machiavellian pragmatists and neoconservative ideologues. And in fact, if I could just finish on my Krautheimer, quote, here's a guy, right after Iraq, he goes to speak at the American Enterprise Institute. And he talks about America's global dominion as a new world empire. And he said, we have overwhelming global power. We are history's designated custodians of the international system. When the Soviet Union fell, something new was born, something utterly new, a unipolar world dominated by a single superpower, unchecked by any rival, and with decisive reach in every corner of the globe. This is a staggering new development in history, not seen since the fall of Rome. Even Rome is no model for what America is today. Why would anybody listen to a guy who has been so wrong in terms of his predictions? And we're a constitutional republic, not a world empire. And look at what happened to Rome when it became a world empire. It went into decline and never recovered.
But that there are people who want America to be an empire, and they have American troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world. And we don't want, I don't think the average American wants to be an empire, but there is a little group, and the gentleman you just quoted is an example of it. The neoconservatives are examples of it.
And neoliberals are too. They got us into the Bosnian War supporting the radical KLA Islamic group against the Christian Serbs. We should have stayed out of it.
Oh, no question at all. But, I mean, these people really, in many respects, control the media, and they control the reins of power, and they want to push this globalist idea. And the average American has no idea what's going on. And, all we see is just what a wonderful guy this Krautheimer is. And, he's an expert. And we see his articles in all the local newspapers. And we're to believe that this is true. When are the American people going to wake up and say, we don't want an empire. If we have one, we're going the same way Rome did.
Well, that's why I titled my book, Bringing America Home. And it's really bringing America home to its founding constitutional principles. And those constitutional principles applied to the serious problems we have today will work just as well as they worked for our founding fathers. And they worked for so long in America's history, as long as we stuck to them. When we got away from them is when we began to go into decline.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number here is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Tom, because basically what he's saying is absolutely true. We have these people who want America to be the military domineering force in the world. We can't afford it. I mean, how could we possibly afford? We can't even afford the war we're in. All it's cost us is $1 trillion over there in the Middle East. And for what? Have we captured Osama bin Laden? No, we haven't captured Osama bin Laden. Have we got the Muslim people loving us over there? No, they hate us because we've destroyed their country. We've destroyed their people. We've destroyed the infrastructure. And have we established a democracy? No, and these people don't want democracy. So, Tom, what can we
have? Well, in fact, In fact, Dr. Stan, look at what's happened to the Christians since we went into Iraq. They've been treated very badly. They've had to leave, many of them, for Syria, where the neoconservatives want to take one of their next wars to. And it's been a very bad situation. We run the risk of seeing emerge from all that effort in Iraq a Shiite regime with close ties to the mullahs of Iran. I don't know how it's going to wind up, but I'm concerned that that could well be the outcome. And again, you've got to take into account the law of unintended consequences before you send off young men and women. And is it in our national interest? What's the mission? Is it clear and unambiguous? And what's the exit strategy? And with respect to the war in Iraq, I don't think any of those questions of what was originally the Reagan doctrine, later became known as the Powell doctrine, of when you send your young men and women into harm's way.
Yes, well, we've got, you know, Obama promised to get our troops out of the Middle East, and we've got more troops over there now than they had under George W. Bush, but there's always an excuse for it.
Right.
But they never valid excuses, and so I think everybody should really be concerned. As we build up our military capacity in the Middle East, and we have to ask, why are we really doing this? Is the media telling us the truth?
Well, you know, Ronald Reagan said in his biggest mistake, and in his diaries, and I talk about it in the book, he said his biggest mistake was to send American troops into Lebanon. And he sent those troops in at the behest of Secretary of State Charles Schultz and Bud McFarlane, who was then the National Security Advisor, over the objections of our Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of Defense Cap Weinberger. Then we pulled them out after a brief period of time, and then the Lebanese Prime Minister was assassinated. We sent the Marines back in, and then, of course, the tragic suicide bombing. There was a real debate. The neoconservatives were pushing hard for a massive show of American military force in Lebanon and in the Middle East, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Cap Weinberger were arguing the opposite, to pull the troops out. They prevailed, and it and that's what Ronald Reagan did. But he said that was his greatest mistake, sending American troops into Lebanon, of all his foreign policy decisions.
I agree with you totally. Well, Chris, you certainly go into so much of the history that I've lived and that you've lived together, and we both got started in this about the same time, and from the Goldwater days and right up to where we are today. But we're losing ground, and the only way we're going to turn this around is for the people listening to this program to get involved. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, and that's why I try to lay out what happened and how, you know, to be frank, the Republicans share much of the blame in the post-Reagan period for what went wrong, and we've got to be honest in acknowledging it. And you've got to be willing to say the emperor has no clothes with respect to the George W. Bush administration. And it's this is not a popular book in certain circles, but it's beginning to resonate at the grassroots level.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom Hawkins, Bringing America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, and back here, I guess, this morning, Tom Pawkin, his book, Bringing America Home. And ladies and gentlemen, if we don't take America back, we're going to lose this, and they're going to do to this country what they did to Zimbabwe or some of the other countries where our State Department has brought freedom and prosperity. Well, Tom, as we see this thing unfolding, how is the average individual listening out there in the audience going to get involved in the Tea Party movement? I mean, basically, there's no central organization. There's nobody who's doing anything other than talking about how wonderful it is to be an American and to preserving freedom. But how do we, from a practical point of view, start taking back the political process?
Well, we have to get educated, and that is what's starting to happen. I mean, to read the Constitution, as I was starting to say, what's interesting about the reaction to my book, Bringing America Home. You know, there are a lot of even conservatives that are afraid to criticize the neoconservatives because they so often, anybody who disagrees with them, they simply engage in character assassination. I'll give you one example. David Frum, who never was a conservative but is portrayed in the media as somehow a representative of American conservatism, although he's originally from Canada, he did an article in National Review entitled front page cover was Unpatriotic Conservatives, and he listed my friend the late Bob Novak as an example of that, because Bob Novak opposed the war in Iraq, and it was a vicious character assassination on Novak and other conservatives. And the interesting thing, General Schwarzkopf and General Zinni opposed the war in Iraq. But this is what they do. They don't discuss the issue. They engage in character assassination. I mean, they call Pat Buchanan all kinds of names over the years. And so people are a little skittish. But it's about time that we get back to being willing to debate ideas rather than to engage in character assassination if you don't toe the party line in favor of military interventionism in the Middle East.
I agree with that totally. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask Mr. Pawkin to comment on the recent efforts of many groups to secede from the Union. I am for the Union and the Federation, and as was James Madison.
Right.
And I want Mr. Pawkin to please tell us about that, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
Okay. Well, see, my hope is that Texas is going to lead the country back. I don't want Texas to leave the country. I want Texas to lead the way for the other states to show. Give you an example. I mean, we balance the budget. We've got low taxes here in Texas, and yet look at California, your state, Dr. Stan. I mean, they've gone the other way. Illinois is out of money. All these big states that went on spending sprees is out of money. The Texas model is what Washington, D.C. should follow. And instead, the Obama administration, and unfortunately Bush administration and its spending policies, followed more the California state government model. So I want to see Texas take the lead in taking our country back. We've got to save America, and I think we can. We had serious problems when Ronald Reagan was running for president, but he got elected, and we had a team of people working together. And that's the other thing our listeners need to know. They need to work with others and get that conservative team back together. It's gone, unfortunately. I've been back in government for the first time since the Reagan days. I've been in the private sector just the last couple of years as chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission, and I've been very disappointed that there are a lot of good conservatives out there, but that conservative team that we had, as you know, Dr. Stan, during the Goldwater years, and we also had it in the Reagan years, and we briefly had it in 1994 when we took Congress back, but it's all scattered, and that's one of the things I'm trying to do, encourage young people, young conservatives out there to help them advance and help them get involved. And to Ron Paul's credit, he attracted a lot of young people in when he ran for president, and Mike Huckabee did, and I see a lot of young pro-life people who are out there. All of these people need to be encouraged and put together as part of a team. We can't do it by ourselves. We've got to work together, and we also have to have a number of people who've got the economic resources but who are also principled conservatives. And unfortunately, a lot of the business people tend to go with the flow and support who's ever in power. And we've got to find principled, successful businessmen and women who are willing to put their money in on behalf of this cause. And I'm seeing more and more of those begin to emerge. And that wasn't there for a while, but it's starting to happen again.
Well, what we need to do is reach the American people with the truth. What we need to do is get the people to understand that, I mean, this is not a laughing matter. America is not going to recover on its own. The only hope for this country is involved citizens who understand the Constitution, who understand that liberty and limited federal government are synonymous, and basically the Obama value meal doesn't work. We can't order whatever we want to today and get the guy behind us to pay for it, because what we're facing today is the economic destruction of our nation. Well, I guess today has been Tom Pawkin, of course, his book, Bringing America Home. Tom, you got 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Well, I've been very fortunate in my life. I've been successful financially. I've got 7 kids, 11 grandchildren. I've been blessed, but I came back in the fight because I'm worried about the future for our children and grandchildren. And because I've been involved as long as I have, I think I have, if you will, a roadmap to be helpful to getting this back on the right track. And I hope that people might consider taking a look at the book, Bringing America Home, How America Lost Her Way, and How We Can Find Our Way Back, and that will be helpful to some people as in identifying the truth and what we need to do as conservatives to take the leadership of our party back from the folks that have hijacked it in the post-Reagan period of American politics.
Well, it's a wonderful book. It's a simple book. It's easy to read. It's not too long, but it covers the salient points for everybody out there, and I recommend the book to our listeners, and you can get it from Amazon, Bringing America Home. Well worthwhile to read. But we need to get the American people involved if we're going to save America. God bless. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The best.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
And I hope you enjoyed the interview with Tom Falk. He's a very nice gentleman. And of course, off the air, we've talked about the spiritual aspects of this. He is one of the rare people who really understands what is going on. He does a good job in his book, and we recommend it to you. Of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand what motivates these people in the neoconservative movement. What motivates these people at the upper echelons of the Republican Party and on Wall Street, and from whence the source of their great wealth comes. So remember the Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you can't afford it, the talk is available on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and if you can sit in front of your computer for 2 hours and hear me talk, why, you'll get the basic message. Although the book gives you all this reference material and the books that you need to verify what I'm saying. Our talk on the forbidden secret or the secret is important. Our talk on the financial Armageddon, because they have intentionally precipitated this whole incredible economic collapse. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to know what they're doing. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly want to get my new talk, The Specter Haunting America. Why do we have so many people with diseases today? Why is there such an increase in the dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and the progressive degenerative disease of the spinal cord, MS and ALS, and why so many people with autoimmune disease, and why so many people with allergies and asthma and progressive neurodegenerative diseases? What's wrong with America? And of course, as you listen to my talk, you will understand what's wrong with America and the things that you will never hear and most of your doctors don't know, because of course the access to information for your physician is certainly as limited as the access for the average American, and you're going to have to learn the truth to protect your own health and the health of your family. The Specter Haunting America, I think, will give you a whole different outlook on matters dealing with your health and your future and what the future holds for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope you go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs there on the Internet 9 hours a day and not get much accomplished. We do, have, of course, access to other sources of information, and we have all sorts of books and CDs and forced tape sets and videos and DVDs. And we have the information you need to understand what's going on. So we hope you'll call us at 1-800-544-8927, get the information. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so that we can maintain our network of some 60 outlets every week, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask that you pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And believe me, we could lose this country. Remember what the American State Department did to Zimbabwe. remember, of course, what they have done to South Africa. Today they're killing systematically these South African farmers, about 3,000 of them have been horribly mutilated and tortured to death by the government we installed. And they're going to do to South Africa what they did to Zimbabwe, and perhaps they'll do the same thing to America. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. May the Lord be with you.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116.